here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of the journalist Iris Chang, born in Princeton, New Jersey, 1968, father a physicist, mother a microbiologist, raised in the Midwest, best known for her second nonfiction book, The Rape of Nanking, published when she was 29. It sold 500,000 copies, subtitled The Forgotten Holocaust of World War II, documenting the murder, the rape, the torture of Chinese civilians during the Second Sino-Japanese War in the late 30s, when Japanese troops invaded the city of Nanking, now Nanjing. Her book was the first full-length book in English on the Nanking massacre. She got the idea for the book after she went to a conference in Cupertino, California, at which they talked about the Nanking massacre, which struck a chord with Iris Chang because her grandparents had fled from that part of China during that time, and they would never talk about what they left behind. In the course of 2 months, 300,000 civilians were murdered, 80,000 women were raped. And Iris Chang was horrified that this, as she put it, terrifying disrespect for death and dying would be reduced to a footnote of history treated like a harmless glitch in a computer program. And she began to research the massacre. She went to China to interview survivors. The book she wrote about it came out in 1997, received widespread critical acclaim. She became a celebrity. She was on all of the morning TV shows. And she began work on another book in which she investigated brutal atrocities that no one else seemed to talk about. The Bataan Death March during World War II, American soldiers starved, tortured by their Japanese captors in the Philippines. The interviews with American veterans were intense and painful, and she became increasingly depressed by the research, the grisly details and photographs and the interviews. These atrocities began to shadow her own daily life. She became paranoid, suffered from psychosis. She was unable to sleep. She had a nervous breakdown. She was hospitalized in the summer of 2004, and later that year, at the age of 36, she committed suicide. Iris Chang, the subject of a recent biography entitled Finding Iris Chang, Friendship, Ambition, and the Loss of an Extraordinary Mind. And it's the birthday of the novelist Lauren Weisberger, born in Scranton, 1977, the author of The Devil Wears Prada. Weisberger had majored in English, backpacked around Europe and Asia, then came back to this country, got a job as assistant to the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine. The book, about working as the personal assistant to a despotic and domineering editor, a pretty straightforward autobiographical narrative. Lauren Weisberger's advice to young writers, she said, it's all about setting aside just a little time to write each week. Figure out what works and make it completely non-negotiable. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan, entitled Osprey. The great taloned osprey nests in Scotland. Her nest's the biggest thing around, a spiked basket with hungry, ugly osprey offspring in it. For months she sits on it. He fishes, riding 4-pound salmon home like rockets. They get all the way there before they die, so muscular and brilliant, swimming through the sky. Osprey by Kay Ryan from The Best of It, New and Selected Poems, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.